Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, autism and stimming, we all know everything about it, don't we?
Think again. I got something good for you. You've never heard this before.
Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism and ADHD, and I make weekly videos all about this stuff because it's my life mission to help more people achieve a better, successful life on the autism spectrum and really 10x their capabilities and abilities.
Guys, what's going on? If you're new around here and you want to join me on this journey, be part of this team, be a part of this movement, hit that subscribe button down below right now by clicking that notification bell.
Guys, so, white noise. I'm going to talk about this. Stimming is where you have self-stimulatory behavior, which is basically a repetitive behavior that autistic people find enjoyment out of. This could be rocking backwards and forwards. This could be humming a tune, humming a noise. It could be moving in a certain way. It could be flicking their fingers, flapping their hands. It could be many things. A lot of times you'll see people with autism kind of like move a pencil around over their eyes. This is, again, another factor of stimming. However, what we never talk about is the importance of white noise in stimming. Now, white noise is, if you don't know, it's kind of like that noise that the TV makes when it's like fuzzy and grey. And that white noise, when you hear it, becomes repetitive, kind of like rain noise when it's raining outside and you get all relaxed and cozy. That's your mind stimming to the audio of the rain outside. So autistic individuals love to stim to white noise and rain noise and anything really that's it could be a buzzing of a tattoo gun that will help them self-soothe, because this is an emotional stim. You're emotionally connecting to that, and it's repetitive, which gives you a feeling of security, because it's
knowing what's happening next. You know that the rain noise is going to continue on because you know what the rain noise sounds like. You know what the white noise sounds like.
Fascinating. Nobody talks about this. It's one of the biggest things that nobody talks about. The other thing about stimming is, why do autistic people stim when they're happy and or they're scared? Because they are emotional deregulators. So people with autism tend to not be able to regulate their emotions, right? And the word emotion comes from something, energy in motion. Now, you feel energy and you want to put that energy into motion. Now, a lot of people will have control over their emotions,
that energy in motion, where they'll say, I'm sad, so therefore I'm about to cry.
Autistic individuals won't feel like that. They'll have all this energy and they have nowhere to put it. They have to put it into motion somehow. So it comes out in a stim, you know, flapping their hands, rocking back and forward, jumping up and down, not sitting still. Fascinating area. We never think about the energy in motion. And we also have never thought about white noise. Now, I've just blown your mind with the white noise. Drop me a comment right now and share this video. It's your obligation. It's your duty. As a new member of this club that we're building right now to make a better future for autistic people, it's your duty to share this video. If you want my free Autism Life Hacks book, you can get it right now instantly from autismhacks.net. Okay, guys, I'll see you in the next video. Peace.